Secondly, why the Mishnah says that we don't bring sweet wine, and if you did bring such sweet wine, it's possible. However, the Mishnah also said that you're not allowed to bring Eliustin wine, also a wine that's inferior due to its sweetness, but if it's brought, it's kosher. Well, what's the difference? Ravina said the two rulings should be rolled into one. You're not allowed to bring Eliustin wine because you're not allowed to bring sweet wine, and if someone does, it's possible. Ravashi said a different territory. Eliustin wine is kosher, but yevid, because its sweetness is due to the exposure to the sun. Sweet wine, the Mishnah says, is possible, refers to wine from grapes that are very sweet, not just due to the sun. The Mishnah then said, Chizkiyah said, Rebbe's view is based on the pasuk of La Keves Yayin, which he darshens to teach that just as the lamb has to be within his first year, the wine also has to be within his first year as well. Based on this comparison, we should say that just like a lamb is possible in its second year, the wine that's in its second year should be possible as well. And yet, Rebbe says, wine in its second year shouldn't be brought, but if it is, it's kosher b'di'evit. This has to follow Rebbe, because he's the one who says that one should not bring old wine altogether. Rather, Rava said, the reason of Rebbe is based on the pasuk of Al Teira Yayin Ki Yis Adom, which teaches that the wine is at its best when it has its full red color, which is in its first year. The cultivated vineyards referred to in the Mishnah are vineyards that are worked on twice a year. Rabbi Yosef had a vineyard that he worked on an extra time. It produced such strong wine that it had to be diluted with double the amount of water that was needed for regular wine. Mishnah said, Bryce says the small barrels are the size of a medium-sized jugs from Lud. We don't put two of them next to each other, rather each one separately. Mr. Smith said, says when the beginning of the sediment would start to flow from the barrel, the gizbar would hit the person with a reed to signal him to stop the flow. Why can't he just tell him to stop? Where it says, the right Rabbi Yechon who said that just like speaking is actually beneficial for spices, it's bad for wine. Mishnah said, Rava asked, if a person made this type of spoiled wine kaddish, would he get makas for making it a balmum kaddish, like he would do if it was an animal, or is that something that only applies to animals? Take up the shayla. Bryce says, the best rams come from Moyav, the best lambs, Chevron, the best calves come from Sharoin, and the best birds come from Haramelech. Rehuda says, we should bring lambs that are as tall as they are wide. Rava Bar of Shila said, Rehuda's statement is based on the pasuk of Yire Miknecha, Bayoimahu, Kar Nirchav. The Gemara continues, the pasuk says that there will be watchmen set by the walls of Yisraelayim, and they will never be silent. What are they going to be saying? So Rava Bar of Shila said, they're going to say, At the Sokim Tacham Sion, etc. Rav Nachman Bar Yitzchak said, they're going to say, Boinu Yisraelayim Hashem. Given that these are both sukkim about the geula, what was said before the Churban, to Rav Bar Rav Shila said, they would say, Ki vachar Hashem betzion, iva lemoish ovloi, hadnalach perek kol karbonois ha-tzibur. Perek shtei midois, perek asiri, zok tehedeg mishra b'siyata d'shmaya. There are two types of measures used to measure dry things, meaning solids in the base of Hamikdash, the isorin and the half isorin. Rav Meir says, there was the isorin, meaning a second type of isorin measurement, and then the half isorin. What was the isorin measure used for? They would use it to measure the flour for all the menachas. Even for a mincha that accompanied a pyre, which requires three isorins, or for a mincha that accompanied a ram, which requires two isorins, they wouldn't measure on larger measures. They would instead use the isorin and just do one, two, and three, etc. What was the half isorin used for? They would use it to measure the flour for the chavitei kohen gadol, which was brought half in the morning, half in the afternoon. Zok the Gemara Brisa says, Rav Meir would say, the pasuk of isorin lakeves ha'achot teaches that there were two isorin measures in the base of English. One measured an isorin that was piled high, an isorin that was when it was filled over its rim. The other measured a level isorin. It was measured an isorin that within the confines of the keli. The smaller one that would have to be piled above to reach an isorin would be used for all menachas. The level isorin was used for measuring the chavitei kohen gadol. The Chum say there was only one Isarin measure there. Like the Pasuk says, Isarin Echod Lakeves Echod. The double use in the Pasuk of Isarin comes to teach that a half Isarin measure was used as well. Hazar may learn that there was a half Isarin measure. Or say he learned from the extra Vav of Isarin. The Rabbanan don't dash in that Vav. What does Rameh learn from the Pasuk of Isarin Echod Lakeves Echod? And tomorrow he says, it teaches that we don't measure with a three Isarin measure for a mincha that accompanies a pyre, even though it needs three Isarin, we measure from a single Isarin. We measure three times. Similarly, for the two Isarin needed for a ram. The Rabbanan learned this from the dot that's found on top of the Vav of Isarin. Rav Meir does not darshan that Nekuda, that Pintala. Mishnah said, Chati Isarin mehaya mishamesh v'chulu. In fact, we learned that the Chavitei Kohen Gadol was brought a full Isarin, then split into two. So why would it be measured in a half Isarin measure? If Sheisha said, Mishnah means that when it was divided using the half Isarin measure. Rav Yochami asked Rav Chista, according to Rav Meir, was the half Isarin measure a half Isarin only when piled above the rim, or is it a half Isarin within the rim? Rav Chista asked, why don't you ask according to Rabbanan as well? Rav Yochami said, according to Rabbanan, we can even ask whether the Isarin measure was an Isarin within the rim or not. And since I'm focusing on the half Isarin, I asked according to Rav Meir. So anyways, what's the answer to the question? Rav Chisda said, since Rav Meir said that the Isarin measure used for Chavitim was an Isarin within the rim, Must be that the Hefisarin was also made that way. And since Rameir holds this way, it must be that the Rambam holds this way as well. Rav Merchame Esav Chisda, was the Chavit and the Kohen Gadol divided by hand or only by using a measuring keli? So Rav Chisda answered, it must have been done by hand and need not be divided perfectly because that would require us to bring a scale into the Mikdash and we would not do so because that's associated with a klala, meaning there's a klala that people will have to measure their bread because there's going to be a lack of food, Rechman al-Zan. Fechmer Rav Merchame Esav Chisda, does the Shulchan have the ability to make a kaimitz of Levoyin a Kaidish if it's just piled onto the Shulchan without being in a keli? Do we say that since it can make the bread's kaddish, it could also make the levayin kaddish or not? Rav Chisda said it cannot make it kaddish. Rav Chama asked, Rav Yechanan seems to say that the space above the Shulchan can make things kaddish. And Rav Chisda said, I meant that it can't make a kaddish at a point that it can be offered on the Mizbech, but Zichar can make it kaddish enough that it could become possible with that Kedusha.